You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to this Another Way of Truth broadcast. We do thank the Lord for the privilege that we have of bringing this broadcast service to you from week to week, and we're certainly thankful you have our broadcast tuned in today. I'd like to invite you to stay with us, for we're trusting the Lord will take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to your spiritual life.
From his pastures above, he saw this little sheep, unclaimed and unloved. He could have left him to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures. Sought for peace in a far distant land. He longed for the touch of a kind, tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace, and his searching was true. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful and grateful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service today. We're so thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We're thankful for our precious congregation, and we know that you love each one of them. You see them, you see their needs, and we're asking you, in your love and mercy, to minister to our congregation, whether the need be physical or spiritual. And we're praying that you'll take us and this broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We truly want to honor you. We want to worship you. We want to please you. So we're praying for your precious Holy Spirit to be with us throughout the broadcast today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to present the gospel. And you know, Paul said the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So the gospel is needed throughout the world. And we're thankful for the privilege that we have of doing what little we can to further the gospel. If our broadcast is being a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. So at the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our mailing address. Also, we would invite you to visit our webpage, where you can listen to a number of our broadcasts and also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Our subject for today's broadcast, Strife and Peace. I will read first of all Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And then reading Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love peace. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Now we live in a strife-torn world, and I'm sure that is not news to you. If you keep up with the news of today, you will realize and know that we live in a strife-torn world. One of the things that strikes me as being a little strange is that how so many in the world today are fighting and killing one another who belong to the same religion and who claim to be following the same prophet. This strikes me as being rather strange. For of all the people in the world that should be able to live in peace are those who believe in God, or at least they say they do. But nevertheless, we live in a strife-torn world. Yet the Scriptures teach that we can and that we should live in peace. So I would like for you to consider with me today the subject of strife and peace. And we will start with the subject of strife first and look into the Word of God and see what the Bible says. And of course, I'm going to speak particularly today not about strife among nations, but we as individuals and how that we should live in peace and not in strife. We read in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 10, "Only by pride cometh contention." Notice that only by pride cometh contention. When people are proud and puffed up and value themselves more highly than they ought, they can be rather quickly offended, easily offended, and it can bring contention and strife. We read in Proverbs 28 and 25, "He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife." He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. And so contention comes from pride, and strife comes from pride. We read also in Proverbs, this time chapter 10 and verse 12, "Hatred stirreth up strifes." We possibly can understand that more than the thought of pride. Nevertheless, pride does bring contention. Pride brings strife. But now here in Proverbs 10 and 12, we are told that hatred stirreth up strifes. And of course, hatred many times becomes so intense that it produces murder and other evil acts and deeds. We also read in Proverbs 15 and 12, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife." A wrathful man stirreth up strife. And so we see from these passages of Scriptures how that pride and hatred can stir up strife, cause trouble and contentions. And too much forwardness can also cause trouble and strife. Notice this Scripture from Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 28. "A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends." Notice that a forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Now let me read in connection with the latter part of that verse, "A whisper stirreth up strife or separateth friends." Let me read Proverbs chapter 26 and 20 in connection with that in regard to talebearers. "Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth." You know, talebearers, gossipers, have caused much strife and much trouble. This kind of thing can divide a congregation. It can divide families, and it can separate friends. "Where no fire is, or where no wood is, there is the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Now, also, carnal lust, and the word lust means strong desires. Carnal means that which is fleshly, or in other words, that which is contrary to the teachings of God's word and of righteous living. Notice this verse of scripture from James chapter 4 and verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Again, the word lust is to be understood as strong desires. And many people do sinful and ungodly things because they have desires for those things which are not proper and those things which are not right. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? How many times people have cheated and lied and stole because of carnal desires. We have heard of recent months and recent years of people in high positions who have been tried and sent to prison, who have lost their positions because of carnal lust, because of desires. The scriptures teach us that not money is the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And so carnal desires can cause people to lust and to desire those things which will cause them to do sinful and ungodly things in an effort to obtain those things which they desire. Concerning strife, it is a fruit of carnality. It is not a fruit of the Spirit. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Now the Apostle Paul wrote that to the congregation in Corinth. And so there in that congregation, there were things happening which was contrary to the word and to the will of God. And Paul says, for ye are yet carnal. What were they doing? Well, among other things, some were saying, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Cephas, which was Peter, and I'm of Apollos, and some were saying, I am of Christ. Paul asked them, is Christ divided? So he said, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3. And this verse of scripture gives us some insight into why there is so much division in the religious world today, because people are carnal and they are walking in a spirit of envying and strife, and it brings division. For Paul said, ye are carnal when you do these things. Christ is not divided, and God would not have his people to be divided, and God would not have his people living in envy and strife and divisions. No, Jesus Christ prayed that we would all be one, even as he and the Father are one. And so it is carnal pride, carnal desires, carnal feelings, strife and envyings that brings division, which is contrary to the word of God. Now, this is also a work of the flesh, according to the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5 and 20. Strife is a work of the flesh and not part of the fruit of the Spirit. God's people should do all things without strife. So the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian brethren in chapter 2 and verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Now, what Paul is saying here to the congregation in Philippi is good for everyone. Yes, it is good for everyone. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. We should avoid words that lead to strife. Many times, wrong words, ill words, cause strife and division. Notice this, Paul's second letter to Timothy in chapter 2 and verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. And so vain words can lead to strife. And these things are to be put away. They are not to be among God's people. They shouldn't be upon or in any people. Now what I am talking about is very serious, because strife will bar you from heaven. Notice this passage of Scripture. But if ye have bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is disorder and every evil work. So the Apostle James wrote, James chapter 3, verses 14, 15, and 16. Now, let us consider the second part, which is far more desirable, and that is peace. God's people should love peace. God's people should live at peace among ourselves. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 11, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Now, what if you don't live in peace? Well, then the God of peace will not be with you. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Endeavor to live at peace with all men. Yes, not just children of God, but with all men. Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 14 tells us, follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Isn't peace far more desirable than strife and contention and hatred and malice? Follow peace with all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Yes, we should live peaceably. We should love peace. Therefore, love the truth and peace. So Zechariah tells us in Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 19, therefore, love the truth and peace. And if you really love the truth, you will love peace. Now, peace is not something that necessarily comes automatically. It's something that must be sought. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. So Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And let me repeat those two verses. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now, we should follow after the things which make for peace. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 14 and verse 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify or build up another. And so again, peace is something that is to be sought. It is something that does not come automatically, but effort must be put forth to have it. And we are to endeavor to follow peace. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. And there are advantages, of course, to having peace. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133:1. Better is an hand full with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 4:6. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. Proverbs 17:1. Peace is necessary to the enjoyment of life. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 34:13-14. Peace, again, is necessary to enter heaven. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Again, we have the two ways set before us, the way of strife and the way of peace. We must choose which way we will take. Remember, one will bar you out of heaven, the other will enable you to make heaven your home. Therefore, follow peace and have eternal life. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast and these precious scriptures with you. We trust that they have been a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. We invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.
For so long I had searched for lost meaning, enslaved by the world and its greed. But the door of my prison was opened by love. The ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt that I carry, from the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgave me and now I'm free from the fear of tomorrow.
guilt of the past. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free, praise the Lord.